From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. It's official. The holiday movie season started the moment the Hunger Games sequel, Catching Fire, caught fire at the box office last weekend. Now prepare yourself for a surge of Oscar hopefuls and would-be blockbusters. It's a one-month rush that ends, along with the holiday season, on New Year's. Critic Bob Mondello has this look ahead.
Middle Earth, middle movie, in a series where even a middling first installment took in $1 billion. You have to figure Peter Jackson's latest Hobbit flick, The Desolation of Smaug, doesn't have to work too hard to be the season's big box office hit.
If you awaken that beast, you will destroy us all.
Smaug remained mostly unseen in the first Hobbit movie, and getting a good look at him is a big part of the reason fans want to see this installment.
Was that an earthquake?
That, my lad, was a dragon.
A dragon played by Benedict Cumberbatch, don't you know? Cumberbatch will also be in the season's big family melodrama, August Osage County, but in that one, he's not the dragon. Meryl Streep is, a dragon lady of a mom to daughter Julia Roberts, among others.
Soon you'll be gone, never to return.
Don't start with that.
Father, you broke his heart when you moved away.
That is wildly unfair.
You were Beverly's favorite, you know that.
I prefer to think my parents loved their children equally.
I'm sure you prefer to think that Santa Claus brought you presents, too.
August Osage County, adapted from a Pulitzer-winning play, offers a screen full of stars a chance to shred each other for 2 hours, always fun for the holidays. Elsewhere, quite a few stars will be engaged in crime. Stock manipulators Leo DiCaprio and Matthew McConaughey in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Name of the game, move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
But if you can make a client's money at the same time, it's advantageous to everyone, correct?
No.
And con artists Bradley Cooper and Christian Bale, who talk real art in American Hustle.
This Rembrandt here, people come from all over the world to see this.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
It's a fake. The guy who made this was so good that it's real to everybody. And who's the master? The painter or the forger?
American Hustle is based on a headline-making scandal from the 1970s. Elsewhere, a more comically scandalous headline maker will be disgracing his news desk again, Will Ferrell, as Ron Burgundy in Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
Good evening. Tonight's top story is...
crack.
I understand we have some crack, and we're going to smoke it right here in the studio. Oh, whoa, whoa! You feel that right away. Ugh. It's just refreshing.
Also courting laughs is Medea in Tyler Perry's Medea Christmas, which finds her employed, understandably briefly, as a department store's Mrs. Claus.
Does Santa really work in the North Pole?
No, he don't work. He lays on the couch and he drinks all day. He's trifling. I have to pay all the bills. He kind of like your mama. Now, bye. Next!
Another comedy is Grudge Match, which for a video game brings together Razor and Kid, two aging boxers who can't stand each other, played by two of the silver screen's better-known boxers, Italian Stallion Sylvester Stallone and Raging Bull Robert De Niro.
I want to see my old friend. He's been ducking me for 30 years. I missed him.
Well, it don't look like you're missing any meals. I'm out of here.
No, you're not.
Check out this clip that is just blowing up online.
I got a company that wants the official rematch. They're gonna pay you $100,000.
Well, I can't be in the same room as that guy. Not worth it.
The hell you mean it ain't worth it? I'm looking at your house.
Enough comedy. If you're intrigued by the artistic process, how artists think and work, there are a lot of holiday movies dealing with that. Teller of the magic team Penn and Teller directs a documentary called Tim's Vermeer, about a guy who's never held a brush before, but who manages to paint an entirely persuasive version of a 17th century masterpiece. Another documentary, Six by Sondheim, gets Broadway's great composer-lyricist talking about the art of making art as it applies to his own work.
Nobody goes through life unscathed, and I think if you write about those things, you're going to touch people.
A guy who writes folk music is the subject of the latest Coen Brothers movie, Inside Llewyn Davis.
Folk singer with a cat. Is that part of your act? Every time you play a C major, you puke a hairball?
And another aspiring musician is at the center of the fact-based comedy, One Chance.
I knew you were mad for opera, but I didn't know you were completely psycho for it.
One Chance is the story of the snaggle-toothed electronics clerk who wowed Simon Cowell on the first season of Britain's Got Talent.
My,
Then there's the most star-studded of the year's creative sagas, Saving Mr. Banks, which casts Tom Hanks as Walt Disney and Emma Thompson as children's author P.L. Travers. Back in the 1960s, those two had a celebrated case of creative differences over whether her characters should, in her words, cavort and twinkle on screen.
Now, let us begin.
She has a lot of ideas.
What kind of ideas?
Constables responsible. Now, how does that sound?
No. Responsible is not a word.
We made it up.
Well, unmake it up.
No mystery about how this worked out, of course, but Saving Mr. Banks does have fun with the complications.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Stop! Mary Poppins is not for sale. I won't have her turned into one of your silly cartoons.
Says the woman who sent a flying nanny with a talking umbrella to save the children.
You think Mary Poppins has come to save the children? Oh, dear.
Saving Mr. Banks is about a difficult real-life relationship, and that's something you can also say about The Invisible Woman, in which Ralph Fiennes plays Charles Dickens and Felicity Jones plays a teenager with overly great expectations about becoming his mistress.
You cannot marry me.
No, he cannot.
There is an insanity to his behavior.
You have been in every line I have ever read.
Theirs was a difficult love story, but it's got nothing on the widow and escaped convict romance in Labor Day, or the wrenching Iranian divorce story in The Past, or Spike Jonze's surprising techno love story, Her, set just a few years from now. You know how Siri seems to have a personality on cell phones? Well, imagine things have progressed a bit.
Please wait as your operating system is initiated.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Samantha. Good morning, Theodore.
Good morning.
You have a meeting in 5 minutes. You want to try getting out of bed?
You're too funny.
Okay, good. I'm funny. I want to learn everything about everything.
I love the way you look at the world.
Joaquin Phoenix generates more heat than you might expect, playing opposite Scarlett Johansson's voice in Her. And there are more potential biggies out there. Keanu Reeves battling a samurai army in 47 Ronin, Ben Stiller battling a dream state in Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Mark Wahlberg battling his way back from Afghanistan in Lone Survivor, and Justin Bieber battling his pants in Believe.
Sometimes I walk the way I walk, I waddle because my pants are low. Don't let the pants wear you, wear the pants.
Movie words of wisdom for the holidays. I'm Bob Mondello.